ISIS kidnapping cases don't often end well, but we've got a story today that has an unbelievably hopeful outcome. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Stay tuned to hear the latest in the kidnapping case of a three-year-old girl from Iraq. And then we'll give you a snapshot look at what God is doing among church leaders in Bangladesh and Indonesia. Let's get to that first story. You may remember Christina, the three-year-old girl in Iraq who was snatched right out of her mother's arms by ISIS in 2014. Now, ISIS was just starting its sweep of terror through Iraq and was targeting Christian and Yazidi minorities. Christina's parents are Christians, and her kidnapping became a focal point for the horrific persecution that Iraqi believers were facing. Her family fled on to Kurdistan, but they never stopped looking for her. And last Friday, they found Christina alive and well with a family in Mosul, Iraq. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada met with Christina's mother a few years ago and is overjoyed at God's answered prayer.
When I was involved in this story and interviewing her, I remember it was a very dark room in this unfinished mall. And as Ada was giving us her story, in your back of your mind going, you know what, this is probably not going to have a good ending. And I don't know if it's a lack of faith, but you know, these girls just disappear and they're never heard from again. But in this case, she has been reunited. I admit, as even now, I get emotional about it because it is an answer to prayer.
Christina, her parents, and siblings are now becoming a bonded family again.
The little girl, as you can imagine, is totally confused. She doesn't even know who these people are and the fact that they're her parents.
So while we're praising God for her return, pray too for the Lord to comfort those still in ISIS captivity, that they might too be reunited with loved ones. Next, in Iran, being a Christian can cost you your life. Christianity is seen as a threat to Islamic identity, and those who leave the faith face the most persecution. And sharing the gospel is also a huge challenge, but one ministry has an efficient way of spreading it all throughout the Middle East. Sat7 PARS, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, recently upgraded to a new satellite that allow it to triple its reach. Sat7 PARS, Paniotis Keenan.
It makes me feel that things are starting to happen inside Iran, because after seeing this miracle, allowing us, the first Christian channel ever to broadcast on this big satellite, I definitely feel that our Lord has a plan for the Farsi-speaking, the Afghan-speaking, the Tajik-speaking people who are inside Iran.
God is moving in Iran, but daily life is still grim. Pray for wisdom as Sat7 produces programs that touch people's hearts and introduce them to the hope of Christ.
Please pray for the production team in order for them to have the strength and for us to make new and better programs that will reach and touch the hearts of the people inside Iran. So through our programs, they can give their heart to Jesus.
And for many in the West, the summer season is often synonymous with travel. At least it tends to be for ministries like FMI, who spend the season conducting field visits with their national church partners. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
During the last part of June and into early July, I'll be in Bangladesh, and I'll be going in to do field visits to visit the pastors, to visit the evangelists, and help assess their ministry. So it will be a good time to help strengthen the ministry overall in Bangladesh, as well as to see how the things we talked about at our conference back in January when I was last there has been translated into daily life.
He's also going to visit the National Church Planters in Indonesia. And while there, he's hoping to deliver the National Church Planters' first set of the snapshot packets. So keep an ear out for that story tomorrow. But for now, would you pray for safety on the road, opportunities for encouragement, and that this time would glorify God? Get the details on all of these stories at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that'll remind you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. To get your free download, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.